Hi there. I'm Tej Komarachu, and this is my third podcast episode. This one will be about the Warriors and the Sharks, about their future, and if they should be worried or not. Let's talk about the Sharks first. So right now, the Sharks are having a pretty good season, and although they've been pretty inconsistent, they're stepping it up a notch with their homestand at home. How they did it? Well, they're doing pretty well so far. But they're not out of the woods right now. It started with a 7-0 start, followed by an 0-7 in the next 7 games. That's pretty weird if you ask me. Lately, the Sharks have been able to show signs of life. Knocking on wood, how did they do it? Can they keep it up? And do they actually have a legit shot at the Cup this year? They're on a 5-game winning streak, and Joe Pavelski has scored in 5 straight games. How they did it. First of all, the Sharks decided to move Brent Burns to the forward position, and this really got the Sharks' offense to start flowing. He scored 3 goals in a row, 5 goals in a row, and is seemingly benefiting Pavelski, who has now scored in 5 straight games. Other players like Joe Thornton and Patrick Marleau are still playing at their high level and getting more opportunities to put the puck in the net. Even Tommy Wingle seemed to benefit when he contributed 3 points in the 4-0 shutout of Anaheim. Because they moved Byrne to the forwards position, they really opened up their offense, and which has been struggling the whole season, and it's really gotten the Sharks going. Plus, there's always a great goalkeeping of Antti Niemi. Keeping it up. Well, the Sharks' season may seem like it's only a quarter of the way there, but it's actually 3/4 of the way there. Unfortunately for the Sharks, they haven't had quite the season they would want to. If they get into the postseason, which is pretty likely, they're going to do some damage. Right now, they're clicking, and they're at 6th place, which isn't bad, but then again, not exactly where they thought they would be. If they keep this rotation going and maybe trade Ryan Clough for someone of value, they could get even more out of it and keep advancing in the standings. Shot at the Cup. Right now, it's not easy to say if a team has a shot at the Cup. Other than the Blackhawks and the Penguins, there is no definition of who a good team is, especially because there's only 48 games in the season. Deserving teams, such as the Predators, are right outside looking in on the playoffs, even though they're very good. If the Sharks get to the postseason, which is likely, they're likely to upset a team like the Ducks or the Canucks or whoever they play. It's a matter of veterans combined with youthful energy. The Sharks always seem deadly in the regular season, but falter in the playoffs. This has been a recurring pattern that many have seen in the Sharks. The Cup can be seen from down the road, but maybe it's not there yet. The Sharks are legitimate this season, and they are looking better than ever these past 3 games. If Joe Pavelski stays on his game and continues to score, he will lead the Sharks to more and more and more wins. The Sharks have to be behind him, however, and capitalize on this lengthy homestand, which is almost done. They've had 4 games at home so far, and they've won 4 of them. So right now they're on a 5-game winning streak and looking really good. Moving Burns to the offensive position was the best thing they could have done. Let's talk about the Warriors. Now, the Warriors are pretty close to clinching playoff spots, but there's still a couple of things that they have to do. So which Warriors need to step it up in the playoffs? Well, before the season ends. Coming off a huge 125-98 win over Portland, the Warriors are looking better than ever. Unfortunately, guys like Thompson, who's averaging 16.2 points per game, need to step it up big time, and they're not doing that. It's not like Stephen Curry will score 39 points per game, and he relies on Klay Thompson, who needs to start producing. Thompson was one of the Warriors' most clutch players, but now he's just afraid to shoot. First, he misses his first shot, and then the next, and then the next, and then the next, and he loses his confidence, and the fans aren't behind him anymore. In the last 2 games, Klay Thompson is shooting 2 of 19 from the field and not showing any signs of improvement. He knows that he needs to step it up right now, and I'm sure he'll come out with a huge game tomorrow night against the Hornets. What else can he do? He can drive a lot more. Thompson doesn't realize that driving is almost the key to scoring. A great shooter like him will get into slumps from time to time, but a lane is always open. If he drives and opens up opportunities for other teammates, he gets layups for himself or lives at the foul line. He's a great free throw shooter, and sometimes that's all someone needs to get going. What about Jarrett Jack? He may be the Warriors' most consistent player, but as of late, he's been struggling, ever since his shoulder injury, actually. One thing Jarrett Jack should do is play off the ball. Instead of getting the type of one-versus-one shots that he would like, why not play off the ball? He usually runs the point when Stephen Curry is in, but I'm sure he knows that Curry will find him if he's open. Jack has been a primary off the ball shooter, hasn't been a primary off the ball shooter, but he could be if he started to take more of these shots. Maybe dribbling too much is the enemy. He also needs to be in attack mode. When the jumper isn't working, drive to the basket. The ref will probably call a foul, or you'll get a nice assist to your teammate. Jack needs to do this when his jump shot isn't working. Usually he can make that small little teardrop, so why not shoot it? When he drives, he knows how to finish. He doesn't need to be a shooter.